Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House. When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. and Caroline B., your home improvement source every week. Happy holidays, everybody. Hey, Caroline.
Happy holidays. It feels like forever that we've been on the air, even though it's not, but it feels like I'm rusty.
I know it. It's a take a few days off, and all of a sudden we're like, wow, we got to get back on. This is crazy.
You had some heavy partying. I mean, you had the holidays, and now we just had Eric's birthday. So it's been a constant party.
Thanks for the nice party. It wasn't crazy partying. I mean, we hung out here. I watched the Matrix movie, the new Matrix movie yesterday, and enjoyed my birthday, and then went out to a kind of a dive bar steakhouse dinner, which was cool.
That's nice.
Did I say dive bar?
You got snow for your birthday.
I'm looking at snowing outside right now as we speak. So
wonderful.
It's been fun. Nice and chill. I mean, I had a party for my birthday. I saw it on Facebook. So it'd been about 5 years ago. Yeah, that was the last time I've partied that hard. It was one of those where I'm like, not doing that again with so many people. We literally got way too carried away. We had way too many people that were way past all reason. It was bad.
Well, my birthday's coming, so be prepared to party like that again.
Oh yeah. We'll talk about that a little later here about what we want to do for your party. So, but man, it's been a good holidays. You had a good Christmas. It looks like you did a lot. You were busy.
We were running from COVID, though. We're in the Northeast here in New York and New Jersey. So everybody has COVID, like across the board, vaccinated, unvaccinated, you've got it. And so we're all just kind of, it was quiet for sure.
You were like Bruce Willis diving off the top of Nakatomi Tower with the hose wrapped around your waist, trying to get away from COVID.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a little Christmas movie reference, Die Hard. And yes, it's a Christmas movie.
It is. I saw you watch Die Hard. That's a good one for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to.
I ate way too much.
See, we had Christmas Eve out of Julie's family's at her sister's place. And so we had a lot of fun out there. It was just, you know, snacky snack for 6 hours. And that was bad.
It's awful.
And then I make this killer hot buttered rum recipe. It's homemade. And it's good, but your body can only take a few of these because of what's in it. And it's not even the rum. So I'll even give you the recipe right now over the radio. You're going to get my secret. And I told him I'd never publish this in a book, but I didn't say I wouldn't put it on the radio. So sorry, Ty. All you do is you start out and you mix up, you melt up a pound of butter. So four sticks of butter.
Killer right there.
Oh, that's, yeah. Like four sticks of butter.
Arteries closing down.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say it was good for you. I just said it was good tasting. So you take a pound of melted butter and you mix in 2 cups of brown sugar. And then find the best premium vanilla ice cream you can get and put in a quart of that.
Oh, my God.
And mix it up.
It's like heaven.
Oh, yeah. Mix that all together and then put it in a container in the freezer. Let it set up like ice cream. Mm. And so then what it is, that way it just freezes up nice and you can use it for months and months. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then
what you do is you just take it and put like about a cup of water in your coffee mug, one big, huge scoop or two, depending on how you want it to be. And then rum to taste, and you have a killer hot buttered rum. So,
oh my God, that sounds delicious.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But once you get into like three or four of those, that butter starts to get you, because I think you've had enough butter for your weekly fat intake. So you got to be a little careful with that.
Do you know what I ate?
They're probably like $2,000, 2,000 calorie cocktails, but they're good. Yeah.
I did the same kind of thing, but with eggnog. For some reason, I literally consumed a whole, I don't know how much it is, half a gallon of eggnog by myself in a sitting. Like, I did it in one day.
So we couldn't get eggnog. I got it. So we went around a few days to refill on the eggnog, because Julie likes the eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
There were things that we couldn't find at the grocery store this year. We couldn't find fresh cranberries.
We went to
five or six grocery stores.
You know, it's funny you say that, because every year I get them to put in this punch we make. And you're right. I didn't see them. Normally they're advertising them. They have the whole cranberry. I did not see any of it.
Yeah. We hit the grocery store up the street. Albertsons, owned by Safeway, big grocery store chain. And the guy goes like, man, yeah, for Christmas, we only got three cases and they were gone that day.
Wow.
You guys ordered them, didn't get them. I'm like, wow, that's wild. That's wild. So I went, actually did a freezer dive. I went over to the freezer section. Of course, that was empty. And then I went to the little line next to it. You know, it's like the frozen raspberries. I did the okay, I'm going to dig in the back of the freezer and see if I can find something.
Did you find it?
I found one bag of them back there. And I'm like, there Sweet. We go. That's as good as it's going to get. Felt like I won the food lottery at the grocery store. You know, it's like that.
A little ingenuity.
Maybe it's back here.
Far.
Maybe just Hail Mary. Yep, just a Hail Mary. Oh, and then over the holiday here, over Christmas weekend, I saw those two jackholes that destroyed Amber Truckee's bathroom that have been charged with felony burglary for breaking into her house started a GoFundMe. What the hell is with that?
And just to recap, this was the contractor gone bad that broke into the client's bathroom and wrecked all the work he had done, because he supposedly said he didn't get paid, which was not the case. And now he's up for charges.
They had, I mean, there was a payment dispute. He'd done horrible work and he wanted to get paid for it. And the work wasn't done. She shouldn't have paid him. I mean, no way she should have paid him. No way he should have been doing that tile job. I mean, it was one of the worst tile jobs I'd ever seen. And now he's on there. The family's on there, because they're both charged, him and his wife, you know, and you can get that over that information over and, you know, online about the charges. But long story short, they're on there hammering her on calling her names on the GoFundMe. And I reached out to GoFundMe twice since last week and even earlier today. And GoFundMe has not returned any emails or comments on this. And from what I'm reading, it violates their terms of use. So we'll see what happens. I keep asking for them. And if we get a comment from GoFundMe, I will surely put an update.
Share it
up. But I will share it up. But right now, and what's crazy is they're trying to raise $15,000. And then the even crazier part is that they want this, I was chatting with Amber online, and she said that they have a free court-appointed attorney. But if I was to speculate and guess, which is all this is, I would guess that they didn't like you probably should take a plea agreement with them. They want to get off on that, because they are now trying to raise $15,000 for their own defense attorney. But then they put in there so they can pocket some of this money itself. And
what?
As well as they wanted to help with their household bills.
Oh my God. So they're basically saying they want to get cash. They said that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm going to read.
Yeah. Read what they
last last like two sentences here. We are currently facing burglary charges due to this incident and are looking to hire a criminal defense lawyer. Money raised will go towards defense for Terry and Jordan, as well as help with household bills in the interim. Oh, got it.
Okay.
Going to pay for your household bills. So you're going to pocket some of it and maybe hire an attorney. But if not, they're going to try to make $15,000 on the public off of being horrible contractors that destroy their bathroom.
Lovely.
They're facing criminal charges. So absolutely. Well,
at least that's
insane.
A good sign that maybe they're not getting work now. People aren't hiring them.
Well, I will say that the one good thing in here is that they did say that they've lost their solid business of almost 5 years. So I got a feeling that wasn't a solid business looking at the work. So they've had to shut that down, which I'm sure, I mean, every insurance company and everything else would look at those guys and go, yeah, we're not touching you with a 10-foot pole.
5 years? That's all they've been in business? 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years. Mm. So
they were an older five. You know what I mean? Like they obviously started this contracting business late in life because they're not young kids.
No, not at all. Not at all. Mm. So pretty crazy. Well, Carolyn, I wanted to jump on today at the last half of our midweek special. We've had so many questions this last year of what the music is that we play on the radio, especially because like when we do an interview for the podcast, you'll hear the music at the start, you'll hear the music at the finish, and you don't get to hear a lot of the music in between. If you're a radio listener that listens to the podcast, then you get commercial breaks like we do in hour one.
Right.
So I wanted to go through and have some fun here and start playing some of the songs and tell you what are bands I've played in. What is, you know, where did these songs come from? Who are the bands? Because we've got a nice little mix of bands in here. Shall we start?
Yeah. And also I see people taking some of our music. Like I've seen ever since our podcast has become more popular, I see some people snagging our tunes.
Oh, I have seen now 5 or 6 times watching the Motor Trend TV, and I'm like, hey, there's our theme song in the middle of the truck segment. So I'm like, all right, guys, just keep talking about Eric G and that and Caroline B, and then we'll call it good. So that's how I look at it. So hey, let's dive in here, and I will start. This is probably the most common one. We all know this. This is our intro here. And I like this song. It's the song that we bought the rights to use because, you know, we have to be careful with songs that we use and not having rights things that we have with certain bands and songwriters. And that song's called Don't Mess With Me, which I thought was awesome for us.
That's kind of fitting for us. That's funny.
It is. It is. And so you hear that at the beginning here of, you know, hour one and hour two of the show out there. Now,
don't be letting our Jersey and Portland get up all on you. You better stay away from now, us.
Here's one of Caroline's and I's favorite bands. Little Steel Panther.
Why in a world of ugly faces?
Why in a world of ugly
they're
faces?
They're really mild in this version.
Should
though.
I? Mean,
typically, they're much more vulgar. It's like they're mild, that mild version.
Yeah. So this is Steel Panther, The Burden of Being Wonderful. And quite frankly, we use that song because it's one of the only ones we could ever put on the radio and meet any kind of FCC guideline.
tell people who Steel Panther are, because a lot of people, you and I, love them and know who they are, but most people, they're not mainstream. I mean, they are in a sense if you're in the rock, but.
Yeah, they are. First off, before all of you parents that are out there driving listen to our song and you've got kids in the car, do not. It is against our advice to play these songs with children in the car because they are not safe for work and generally not safe for kids. Not going to tell you what to do with your kids, but let's put that out there. So, you know, I love the 80s. You love the 80s.
Rock
the one
80s,
thing about
80s.
Steel Panther is, right? They talk about the things that everybody made hints about in the 80s in music. These guys just go out and talk about it.
They sing about the 80s that were cocaine and booze and women.
Hookers.
And the hookers and traditional stuff that was associated with what I call hair rock and roll in that time period.
They're definitely kind of a mixture, looking mixture of Van Halen, Poison, Cinderella,
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue, all put into another band in a good kind of way to us. So a lot of people make fun of them, but I'll tell you what, I really like the band and they've been really cool guys to us. So that's the good part.
And they are super talented, super creative. Yeah. And they, you know, they realize the ins and outs of the music industry and how difficult it is to have a career as one specific type of band, right? And they've gone out on their own and gotten super popular and tour with all the big acts, doing something that they're in control of, which I think is really good. And they kind of don't go out of style because they are a whole bunch of everything.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So the next one here is kind of interesting. Hear this little guitar solo you'll hear as we go out to break. This is my old band, Dudley, that I used to play in.
Oh,
this is a song called
band.
Stories.
They have good music. Eric playing bass. Did you sing on that? Were you singing?
I was playing bass on this one.
And this is on Spotify, correct? Is this the one where you can download it on Spotify?
This is not. This one, I've got it. We've got it over on SoundCloud over there. And we've got the whole album over there. But that was a fun band. That was kind of my first band getting back into music. I played in music and then took about 15 years off playing into bands. And I was actually managing them. And Johnny Dudley, who's still a friend of mine, he's gotten himself back together. And he's a listener to the show. And he turns around and says, hey, we need a bass player. Bass player stuff. We got a show in 2 weeks, so you need to learn all the songs. And I had to go out of town. I had to fly out to Alabama for a thing. So I brought my bass with me, and I literally sat in the hotel room every night for 3 or 4 hours just getting ready. Came back, had 3 practices, and then all of a sudden was playing a gig, you know?
That's awesome.
It was fun. It was my
own
little version of
rock star. You're a true rock star. I like it.
And we had fun. We played with some great bands. You know, we did a lot of stuff with Roger Klein and the Peacemakers, which is from the Refreshments. You know, they were a friend band of ours, and Dudley had opened up for them on a few occasions and across the country and that kind of stuff. So just good stuff. Good stuff. So our next song, let's see, what's our next one after that? Oh, here's our friends. These guys are great. Farewell Angelina out of Nashville. And I met them. Let me play the song here. You'll hear this.
I love them.
Farewell Angelina. And you're listening to Around the House with Eric G.
I'm going to get that updated, but they haven't been together
They're
for a while.
They're fantastic, though.
Yeah.
They sound great. And I want to add, if somebody's listening to the show and they think they've got good music that can make it onto our show, hit us up.
Yeah.
Eric's the heavy, though.
We've got a few people that I've...
Eric does not... Not don't try going around me and saying, oh, I'll go through Caroline and she'll convince Eric, because I've tried to get a couple on and Eric says, nope, not coming. No, denied.
I kind of look at it and say, hey, if I wouldn't have my band play with them, you're not coming on the show. Yeah. No offense to the people that have put their stuff in there. And there are some people that have put music in that I haven't put in the show yet. We've had a couple good ones that have come on that, that I think will be in 2022 because their stuff's that good. But just wait. I haven't played it for Caroline yet, so we got to get that through. But I think these might pass the test on that. So
I'm a little
anyway,
bit of the easy
Farewell
one.
Angelina. Yeah, I met them at a DeWalt event back in Nashville. They were the house band before. We had a Tool event back there, and then they had the National Finals Rodeo there that night. And we had this event with the Bull Riders before that. And we sat down there and they were playing. It was really good. I got to be friends with them. And now, you know, Nicole, one of the lead singers, she's got 2 other bands. You know, she's huge Nashville songwriter. She's written songs for like Kenny Rogers, and you can go down the whole list of stuff that she's, you know, albums that she's on as a songwriter. But she's got two new projects.
If you come on around the house, you will become famous. No, I mean, it definitely happens. I mean, these groups are not.
Absolutely.
They are not, you know, shabby. These are real musicians making a living and doing really, really well.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, love those guys. There's some new product stuff coming up with them that we'll update that one. So that song soon is going to get retired, and we've got some new stuff that'll be coming in for that pretty soon. So now this next song I helped write, I'm singing backups on. And all I'll say is this song was written about my ex-wife. So we'll play this now.
It sounds too upbeat to be about an ex-wife. Doesn't it?
Well, I didn't put the positive spin. Here we go. But we had to make it a little less negative, so they added some more lovey-dovey stuff in it. But I was very on the negative side of this, like this part here.
Wow! So good.
That's okay, awesome. So that was me.
And he sang for us. I'm so excited for that. Eric's very That's good rare. Voice. Yes, and you have such a good voice.
I don't know about that. I'm just singing backwards. So
it's very
but
good.
Anyway, yeah. So that was Nine and Out. They're on Spotify. They've got three albums on there. That was the one that I played a huge part in that album, which was fun. Recorded that, and it was a lot of fun doing that. That was just one of those fun ones. And now my ex-wife is, from a long time ago, is running for elected office in North Carolina, and that's a whole other story that we're not going to get into.
Way to throw it out there, pal.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
By the way, yeah. We're not going to give you any names or anything like that, but anyway, long story short, that's what that song is written about, is a bad divorce, which, you know, that stuff happens. So
that's a great song, though. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Now, this, I love it. This next one, I don't have him in talking on this one, but you've heard it in the show enough. Carolyn's a fan here.
Mr. Kamen. I'm such a big fan.
Yeah.
You have no shame. The way you move that body.
This might be about his new girlfriend. I see on Instagram, he's got a girlfriend now in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So that might be, that's one thing. That could be his new girlfriend. But, you know, he's the man that sings Axl Rose now better than Axl Rose, in my opinion.
Whoops.
Sorry, Axl. But, yeah, so good playing with Steven Adler's band.
He's the lead singer of the Steven Adler band.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Great guy. Had him on the show. Was a great sport, you know. And so that was good. So next one here is another one of my bands.
Come on.
This is the one that gets
song's
stolen.
Song's called Walkaway Girl.
Yeah, but this is getting stolen. I see a bunch of people from my Facebook who have stolen this for their Facebook posts and Instagram.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, because I know they don't have the rights to it, because I know who does. I can give you a Colombian address to send the checks to, care of Johnny Dudley. So anyway, so that's that one there. So that song has a lot of great memories for me when we were doing that one and getting that one nailed out, because my kids were little at the time. And I remember them sitting there in the control room. And that was one of my daughter's favorite songs, sitting in the control room in the studio. We were playing it and they were in there with the headphones on listening. And I just have a lot of great memories of the kids watching me rock out and that playing that stuff. So
that's awesome.
That was always fun. That was fun. So
see, you were cool, Dave.
That was fun. Well, just, you know, having fun. Having fun. Now, next fun song here, you know this
What's
one.
Up? This is Stick
and Satchel from Steel Panther, and you are listening
Steel
Around
Panther
the
again.
House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Thanks. Sticks it in you.
We're going to have to get Russ. Russ Parrish has to come on.
Oh, yeah. So that is Steel Panther doing a cover of Cheap Trick. She's tight. You got Robin Zander even doing backup vocals on this.
They're very diverse. See?
Hear a little Cheap Trick here. She's tight. Anyway, good stuff. Good stuff. Another one of those songs that we could actually play and use it on the radio.
Good, yeah. That's like, that's borderline right there. It's getting risque, but it hasn't officially passed
risque,
the
but
FCC violations yet.
Well, that was a hit on the radio. So that's, I look at that and go, okay, that was a top hit on the radio. So that mm-hmm. made it back in the day. So that's one of those that I look at and go, that's cool. And then, here's another one. This is another one of my bands. Another Dudley song. And I just use the guitar solos on these so we can talk over it when we go out to break. This is Periscope, which is a great song we had fun with.
That reminds me of Seattle Rock.
You hear
rock.
Those kind of, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's
got Seattle and Rock written all over it.
That's what it was. That was 2000 Seattle Rock. And then here's another guy that is really big in rock and roll out there. He knows everyone. I met him a number of years back. Ron Keel. Now, he plays in the Ron Keel Band. He used to play in a band called Steeler. And he was big in the 80s and 90s. Now, here's the other interesting thing. He was actually the only lead singer of Black Sabbath that never played on an album. He was right in between. They had named him as a lead singer, and then he turned around, and there was this little bit of time that he got in with the band, but they actually never did anything, and they brought, I forget what it was, who they brought back into the band. I don't know if they brought Ozzy back or whatever, but he was, you know, on the record of being in Black Sabbath for a number of weeks before they brought back somebody. And I don't remember the whole story on it.
That's
but kind of
like
is,
being in between like two massive NFL quarterbacks and you just like start in two games or you start, maybe you just play like a couple passes and then you're done.
And you're done. Exactly. Exactly. But he's got a great radio show out there as well. Let me show you this.
What's his first name?
Ron Keel.
Ron.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking around the house with Eric G.
Raise your fist, make your stand. For family and friends, all the fields. If you're gonna take on the world, fight like a man.
Good dude.
Yeah.
Good dude. Had a lot of fun with him. There was one night, so they had this, where I met him is we had in Portland here this thing called Headbangers Con. And it was like a comic con for hard rock and heavy metal. And it was a blast. So it had like Eddie Ojeda from Twisted Sister. Ron Keel was there. There was Dave Ellenson from Megadeth. All these guys were there, some pretty heavy hitters, you know?
Yeah.
Tremonti, Striper. I mean, it was just all these headbanger guys.
Striper. Remember Striper? Yeah. They were like a religious band. They had like and their hits were kind of good. They were a metal religious band. And I remember my cousin listened to them.
Yeah. Half the people out there didn't even know they were a religious band, you know, but they were good. And Anyway, so they're all sitting there and we're all drinking, having a good time. And they get this big kind of group shot together of people there. I'm not one of the bands. I just got tattoos and I'm in there, you know, slick back hair tattoos, the cocktail, talking to everybody because I'm not scared of anybody. I'm just in there talking. And three or four of the dudes, I mean, we had all these different hard rock bands in there. They're like, Eric, get up here. Come on, now get in the picture. I'm in the group shot and I'm not one of the bands, you know? It was hilarious.
And, like a, oh, man, could just be a roadie or something. They're just like, yeah, oh, there's one roadie.
It was funny. You know, I'd played in bands. I wasn't one of those of anywhere near that, but it was hilarious. So that was a good one there. Let's see. What's our next one here? Oh, here's another one. Another Dudley song. Whoops, sorry, that's Ron Keel. Again, just another one of our guitar solos that we threw in here.
I'm trying to think what this sounds like. This sounds like a band. Oh my God, who sings Hold On Loosely? Remember, Hold On Loosely.
Oh, you're thinking, geez, now.
Oh, that's what it sounds like.
38 Special, 38 Special.
Got it. At least it wasn't just me. I had like a brain fart. I couldn't think of what
it was. I did too. I was like, wait a minute. I need more coffee.
Too much buttered rum.
The last one here is, yeah, there we go. I need a hot buttered rum. Here's another one here. This is one of our guests' bands that's been on the show before.
Drink them up, pay your tab, tip your server and call a cab. It's that time again. It's last call.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, this is good. I like this. We should put this at the front of our show. We'll start our show with this.
There we go.
It's the end of the show. Now drinking down, people, it's time to go. It's that time again. It's last call. Last call.
You know what's cool? I got to give him on this one. He plays every instrument on that entire album and includes singing. And he's from Blaze Grills. He's been on the show and that is all 100% of him playing at home and doing a record.
Okay. He's like Wolfgang Mammoth.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I got to give it to the dude. He's playing drums. He's bass. He's singing. He's playing guitar. He's playing keyboards, doing it all. So I got to give Jim a little credit there.
Street cred.
He's one of our barbecue experts that we bring on the show. So we have one last one here. And
now, you know, everybody's going to go steal our music for their podcast because now they hear who we've got and we're.
Well, the nice thing is if I catch anybody stealing the stuff I'm in, I'll send them the copyright notices and they can just write us checks.
Nice. They can pay me too.
Absolutely. Well, problem is I got to share it with some band members. That's the other part. So that's a whole, a whole other problem that you, man. So, okay, here's the last one here. And he's a friend of the show because he's been on the show before. And I'll show you this one here. This is our show ending.
This is my favorite. We can go out to this.
We always do.
I know.
Use this for years on the show.
Somewhere unseen and undiscovered, anywhere beyond the mean. Life is a love song, let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
That's so perfect.
Anyway, so that's a good song right there. And that's Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. You might have known him from a band in the 90s called The Refreshments. And they had a huge hit back there called Bandidos. And They had a bunch of big hits, you know. Funny story. So I was playing in Dudley's band at the time. I had just came on. Oh, actually, no, I was managing at that time, so it was early. Nope. I was actually playing that night. So we played a show. It was Dudley's birthday. So we sit there. I meet this guy named Roger. Don't think about it. We do two of his songs in our show. So we covered two of the songs that night. So we get up on stage. Roger comes up. He's sharing a mic with me. He's singing backups. I still haven't figured out that we're singing his songs. Otherwise, I probably would have been much more nervous. And then we're sitting down after the show around the fire at like 3 o'clock in the morning, drinking tequila, passing the tequila bottle around. I didn't know it was his tequila either, which is even worse. He grabs the acoustic and he starts singing songs. And I recognize the voice and I'm like, I'm an idiot. I've been hanging around with Roger Klein all night and I know his songs. I know who he is. I recognize the voice kind of, but when you're playing, I'm like, wow, you sound a lot like, hadn't done the math because I was in the moment, you know, and it was so funny, but a total embarrassing moment as well. Cause I'm like, wow, I'm last to this party. Cause I just figured this out. And I'm sure the look on my face that night at 3 o'clock in the morning of me looking like a complete idiot was hilarious. But that was also a good fireside story. So good stuff. So yeah, if you want to have your band with us, make sure you send something over to us at aroundthehouseonline.com. And we are harsh critics. So we would love to. We've got two more bands we want to at least take a look at to come in our music. And we're going to switch the music around like we do a lot, but we'll mix it up and have some new stuff for 2022.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll, baby.
You got it. Well, Caroline, we're going to have to go out to break here in a second, but you got some weather coming up there, don't you? You guys are finally going to start getting winter up in the Northeast.
Yeah, a little bit. I hope not. You've had snow. We haven't had our share yet, but I'm okay with that. Leave it alone. Leave it away. Put it away.
Yeah, we rarely get, like last year we had a big ice storm in February. That was it. We've already got, an inch or two of snow out there now. It's what, 32 degrees outside, so it's not melting, but you know, we're doing our thing here. A little bit of snow slows us down because we've got so many hills out here. So,
and we're gonna have New Year's.
Portland is not a snow city.
New Year's is coming, and with a new show for you, brand new show.
Yes, we've got a lot of fun. We're gonna be talking. We're gonna be talking paint, which is going to be great, right?
All things about paint. So, if you have any questions about paint, they will be answered in our show Saturday.
And then what's our hour number one this week? What do we got on this one? This is our kind of introductory to, first off, we've got so many new stations coming online this week, which is awesome. I'm super excited that we're going to have that because we've added so many new radio stations around the US that just in the last couple weeks, it's been really exciting.
So join us. Join the party the house.
So come on over and
just come join our party. But I wanted to wish everybody a happy new year.
Happy new year, everybody. Stay safe out there. Yeah, we've got a new show this weekend, so it's not going to be a best of with a lot of great content as always. So I'm Eric G.
And I'm Caroline B.
And you've been listening to Around the House.
Anywhere beyond the mean, life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's millboard.com.